The time is 4:44, and you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. North Carolina-based Prestige Farms, doing business as Prestige Foods of Iowa, has proposed a $240 million pork processing plant near Mason City. They eventually hope to employ up to 2,000 people at their hog slaughtering facility. On the economic side, it looks like good news, but not everybody is happy about what prospects a large hog processing facility might bring to that north central part of the state. One of those in opposition is Tom Willett, who lives in rural Mason City, and he joins me by phone this afternoon. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Tell me why this is not a good idea, in your opinion and some of your friends' opinions, for the Mason City area.
My major concern has been really about the influx of CAFOs that we're positive are going to come along with it. And then the plant itself is, a lot of people complain that it's too close to town. It's actually in city limits, but it's on the south side of town. And there's a lot of taxpayer money involved in this, and we just don't think to bribe someone to come to Iowa to raise and slaughter hogs just seems, I don't know, redundant.
For people who don't understand what CAFOs is, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, confined animal feeding operations. It's hog confinements, and, you know, they also have them for poultry, but these would be pork.
Prestige Foods, we should note, has agreed just a week or so ago, did agree to a 2.5-mile buffer zone around Mason City and Clear Lake, the lake itself. Also, they promised not to build or operating hog confinement areas from a facility in that area. Do you not believe them? Is that part of it?
Well, that's not far enough to begin with. If you've ever been around one of these things and the wind's blowing right, you can smell them from 10 miles away. But it's not so much you don't believe them, but there's ways around that. You have someone else raise them. They load them on a truck, and then they do there's ways around that. So you get them away from the town, but you put them in somebody else's backyard. And then there's the fact that if you raise all these hogs, they create a lot of manure, and that manure gets spread across the countryside all around town, and we're going to smell that.
And Mr. Willett, you're not the only one who's been talking about this, obviously. You want to continue this discussion even this evening as an informal discussion before next week's vote. So talk about that a little.
We're having an event down at East Park in Mason City at the band shell. We're inviting everyone, for or against, you know, as long as it'll be peaceful. And we just want to have, you know, kind of put a brainstorm together, and we have petitions to be signed, and we're going to let people speak, because at the city council meetings, the rules are you can only speak for 5 minutes.
That's this evening. When and where?
At East Park, at the band shell, at 6 o'clock. You can come earlier if you like, but that's when it's officially going to kick off.
Next Tuesday night is the final vote, because this needed 3 readings, 3 votes. So this would be the final approval. What happens then if it's the final approval and it actually gets voted through? Then do you have a plan for that as far as your group?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not going to give up. I mean, there's other things that can go on. We can fight the permitting process, and we're not going to give up, that's for sure. And that's kind of part of what we're doing tonight, is to put together our strategies.
What would be the best outcome, other than them voting this down and deciding not to do it at all? What would be the best outcome for both the Mason City area? Because obviously you're not against economic development.
No, we're not at all against economic development. We just don't think this is a good fit. This is not the way to go. The biggest thing that we're upset about is the rapidity of this whole thing. They're just like slamming it through. And we'd like it to slow down. We would obviously like them to vote no. But at the very least, we'd like to have them table it for 90 days.
Thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon talking about your concerns about the plant. And we'll be definitely watching to see what happens next Tuesday night and beyond. Thank you, Tom Willett, for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.